Audible proudly celebrates 50 years of hip-hop. Respect the movement. Respect the moment. Celebrate storytellers. Hear new hip-hop titles on Audible free all summer long, including words plus music volumes from Snoop Dogg, Yasin Bey, and Lil' Kim. Ooh, Brooklyn's own. DJ Drama's Gangsta Grills featuring the mixtape legend in conversation with hip-hop greats, including 2 Chainz, Lil Wayne, Wiz Khalifa, Jeezy, T.I., and Pharrell. And binge-worthy Audible original docuseries like The Greatest Day, Can You Dig It?, and The Motherlode. Hear unforgettable hip-hop originals like these and other essential stories on Audible. Listen free. Go to audible.com/GG. Baby lying on the bed, exotic fantasies going through her head. Take 2. Oh. I jump into the SL6. Oh. I gotta make my way to the crib mad quick. Take 3. See, baby, as I step inside, she's staring at me with those bedroom eyes. Take 4. Honey sipping on some Chardonnay. The sex is even better when she's feeling that way. Mm-hmm. All I wanna do right now is love her down. I don't give a damn about who hears her sound. Out with the groove until the sun comes up. Together we'll get lost inside the love. Let's make a love scene steamy and blue. Erotic memories for an audience of 2. Hey. We'll make a love scene. Let the foreplay begin. And replay each moment again. Oh, wow. Joe.
Oh,
I met him,
Joe.
And he was mean as hell one time.
Was he?
Yeah, he was.
That surprises me a little bit.
He might have been having a bad day. I don't know. But that was my experience.
Bless his heart right now.
Still, niggas still made jams. Praise the Lord, niggas.
Ah, what it is, yo. Oh, what's up?
Oh, what's up? Can Key and Jay get in them guys? That was gross.
Very, very, very gross. But praise the Lord indeed, everyone. Welcome back to Getting Grown. I'm Kia.
I am Jade.
And we are here to discuss the violent vicissitudes of adulting.
Sister, okay, you want to talk about violent vicissitudes?
Violent.
Before we get to that, actually, how are you?
I am well. I haven't any complaints. I am safe. I have what I need. And it has been a productive day. I have to say that. I got up.
I love to hear that.
Got through my meetings, moved through the day seamlessly. Yes. Got my to-do list done.
Come on, a productive Monday.
Feeling good for a productive Monday. How are you doing, sis?
I had a productive Monday as well, actually. Yes. I got a new toaster oven air fryer.
Oh,
grill combination.
Okay.
Really only got it for the toaster oven and I guess a little bit of the air fryer. I don't really air fry, but I do reheat in an air fryer.
Yes.
So I said, well, let's just get all of these things rolled into one good zhuzh. So I got put up today and some things rearranged in the kitchen to try to accompany that. So it was a productive day. I got me a new label maker so I can get some spice things going. Just trying to set myself up for my next season.
Mm.
I can't complain. I also had an amazing conversation with my grandmother.
Yes.
Matter of fact, you know what? I'll save that. I'll save that.
That
will save that for my self-care. What I did want to chat with you a smidge,
okay,
even though we're not doing a trash this week.
Oh, Lord, I think I know what you're going to say.
You already know. I thunk it important, especially as a show hosted by 2 cisgendered black women, to discuss Just fucking not hilarious.
Ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
Just ridiculous. I actually like that much better. Mine is very convoluted and complicated. I like just ridiculous. So for those who are not, you know, very much on the internet, just ridiculous, comedian, just hilarious, decided to, I guess she was responding to somebody, to a trans woman, and decided to spew a bunch of hateful rhetoric regarding womanhood, what that actually means. She wrapped that up in a period burrito, in a reproductive burrito, you know, just was all around hateful. And then, you know, I was really disappointed by the amount of cheers and woo, yes, because, you know, reproductive, blah, 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 blah. And I just, I find it so fascinating because I think it's important for us to discuss. She's, oh, and who's standing up for cisgendered Black women? Who's standing up for cisgendered women? Who's fighting for us? And she's just so loud and so wrong on so many levels because, gosh, where do you start here? So many things. Womanhood is not identified nor wrapped up by you being able to produce children and or have a period.
Well, first, before we even say that, I would thank Jessica Hilarious.
Okay, please start at the foundation.
She does not speak on behalf of cisgendered
of all
women.
Cisgendered Black women. Thank you. You
know, I would thank her to know that we do not need an advocate in her. Especially if she proves herself to be ignorant of the meaning and definition, or sort of understanding of how things operate and function, you know, systemically, structurally, societally, understanding gender as a construct. And at contracts that are applied to people, you know, are not ever really hard and finite. And our understandings need to be just as malleable and flexible.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I just felt like one thing I will say, especially given our pre-show conversation, you know, and
thank
and
to, you. And to, you said you knew where I was going and I stopped myself.
And
please
to carry
continue.
On your point, to carry on your point. One thing I will never do, okay, I don't, certainly we say all the time, like, when you know something, when you are something, you don't have to announce it.
That's
never,
it.
Never felt like I don't need to defend womanhood. And anybody's expression of womanhood does not diminish or degrade or disgrace mine in any sort of way. I understand that everyone sort of lives and experiences life and identity is personal. And everyone has the right to identify the way that they want to. Just like I don't want anybody telling me how to identify myself. It is not my responsibility to police how any woman identifies herself. And so one thing I will never do is fight anybody over a period. Okay. Anybody that wants mine can have it for free.
We'll never like battle for it. I don't want it.
If I don't want I could, it.
I told Kia if I could pass my period on to my enemies, I would. I don't give a fuck who they are. And my period does not identify who I am. It does not make up who I am as a person or identify my womanhood. It is just a nuisance.
I just feel like, and I mean, let's just think about it. If that is your indicator, if that is your barometer for determining womanhood, what makes a woman and what does not. There are women who don't have period. There are biological.
My next point. Thank you.
Women who are, I don't know how to say it. Please forgive me. I'm not trying to be ignorant. I'm just saying there are
a number of medical reasons as to why there are cisgendered women
who do not have periods. There are trans men who have periods
and get pregnant and have babies.
And this is what I'm saying. And there is no sort of, I think that is for every individual, you know, as defined by their lived experience to you know, that's their right to have their lived experience and to qualify and identify it as they see fit. And so I just feel like, and I also feel like there's a lot of sort of grouping assumption, generalizations. That's the word I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. Generalizations being made. And it's just, it shows an overall lack of understanding of how things exist on spectrums and on continuums. And just thinking, you know, what bothers me about this the most is that I feel like we are vying for, you know, all of this can be attributed back to patriarchy. And so I'm not going to get in a race. I'm not going to get in a race with anyone about who is more or less a woman. Especially when our we're only judging that against male perception and
white male perception, white colonial male perception. Male perception,
because femininity has excluded Black women in the Black woman experience. Conventional understandings of femininity has excluded the experience of people of color for centuries. So, like, to what end? What end? And I just feel like those of us, and from my perspective, those of us who are engaged in dismantling oppression cannot participate in the oppression of anybody else. And so, to what end and to what effect would it mean? Like, I just feel like this is a useless conversation because people are dying. People are dying.
Hello.
And we are sitting over here,
Joe,
talking about periods. And, you know, it's like, girl, I don't have time. I don't have time.
And
I feel like this
is
a distraction. It is something that is
a distraction from a unification, right? Because it creates dissension,
division,
and fighting amongst people who are fighting for the same thing. We all, anybody who identifies as a woman is a woman. It is not my place to try to speak on how you
or
identify.
My interest.
And for those out there
I have
who are
no
like,
interest.
Oh, I don't want to be identified as cis anything. First and foremost, cis is a prefix, is a Latin prefix. First and foremost, it's a Latin prefix used in language that came long before you ever understood or even heard anything about a cisgender. Okay? So you don't know what, so you're being stupid about language. Oh.
Very.
It means to be on one side and trans means to be on the other side. That is what it means in Latin vernacular. But again, all of this comes from colonialism. It comes from patriarchy. It comes from them trying to divide us. We as cisgendered Black women have been tested on, poked, prodded, and done wrong within the healthcare system for years and years. Trans women are done wrong in the healthcare system currently, and also for years, they are denied health care for who they are as people. We have been denied health care or not had our questions answered or been treated poorly and unfairly within the healthcare system. We are all fighting for the same thing, and it should not be a division because it all falls under the same umbrella of womanhood. And what is your point in trying to create more dissension? What is your point in trying to tear one down
and
so
just,
that you can build yourself
exactly.
up?
Exactly. And I think, you know, I'm always going to, I just feel like it, I hate that we as a people are so resistant to broadening our understanding.
Yeah.
And we're still trying, like, as the world continues to evolve and expand.
We'd rather fight for the ignorance.
You know what I'm saying? We're still trying to hold
that same energy to put into the education.
This is what I'm saying. We're holding on to conventions, conventional understandings that have proven themselves to be limited and inapplicable and inappropriate and offensive. And so I feel like when we learn, when we know better, it is our responsibility to do better. And this is willful ignorance. For what purpose and to what end? Like, do you looking for men to high five you and say, yeah, that's right. Is that what you're after?
And then if that's what you're after, you need to stop and ask yourself why. But first and foremost, you need to ask yourself if that's what you're looking for. What is your fucking goal? What is the bottom line here? What are you trying to prove? What point are you trying to prove?
Because I can't
and
tell.
And so I just thought it was important, you know, for us to just have a small discussion on that, because we don't stand on the side of that.
We do not. And I just feel like, you know, we're allowed to encounter new information, to not mm-hmm. know something, to learn something. We don't have to attack things we don't understand off the bat. We don't have
to. It is
to.
Okay to say, hey,
it's
I don't
okay
know.
To say, I didn't know. I want to understand. Because I feel like this, the only reason that I see that this argument is continuing on is because we're looking for reasons to be mean and disrespectful and hurtful to each other. And yeah. I don't see how that is productive or that gets us anywhere. And it's not something that I will ever participate in.
No.
Ever, because I don't feel like that is productive. I don't feel like that is reflective of who I am, what I believe, the kind of love that I am to embody as a person, mm-hmm. as someone who claims to be a Christian. There are things in this world that, you know, are new. And I'm still learning and growing and gaining understanding. But one thing I will never get in trying to attain that understanding is why we are conditioned to attack the things that we are ignorant of, as opposed to just being open to learning about somebody else's experience and being okay with coexisting with difference in a productive way. Because all it does is pit us against each other. And you know, as has been said on social media, I hope that as you all are consuming all of the stupid, that you are also seeking to gain other perspectives. Like lean into perspectives that are different than your own. Stretch
Absolutely.
And be okay with being uncomfortable, because discomfort always precedes growth. It always precedes new insight, new understanding. So if something Absolutely. Makes you uncomfortable, don't attack it. Don't ball up. But take some time to figure out, okay, help me to understand and get some new insight about this. And maybe I can grow and learn and have a more productive understanding and existence than fighting on the internet in the comments about who bleeds and who doesn't. And, you know, I just think it's just useless when we are living in a world that is literally on fire. White folks is out here teaching kids that slavery was productive. Slavery
Child.
Was helpful. And we out here
Child.
Arguing over this kind of stuff.
Or it was just a oops. Like, all of that is going on. Black women are being killed at alarming rates. Black women have been killed at alarming rates, especially in the pandemic due to domestic violence and so many other variables. Trans women are killed at even faster rates, at even more alarming rates. But again, the same fight. So like Kia said, what is your goal here?
What's the end
what
game?
What are you looking for?
Just help me know.
And
what
I think
the end
I would rather
is.
Half of you come out and just say, I don't want to know.
Right.
And I'd prefer to be hateful in the same way that I want to hear it from a racist, because then I know exactly where the fuck you stand and how to stay away from you.
If you just committed to being hateful, just say that. And then
just
let us know so we can move around you. Because
that's it.
Because I don't have the energy to invest.
But you're tired ass points and you just wasting your breath all over the
it's
fucking
just,
internet
do it.
Is not
going
to it's not going to make me stand on your side.
We work too
and
hard.
And we're not the same.
We work too hard to build these platforms to keep each other safe and loved and cared for to participate in any of this nonsense. And so I'm glad that we addressed it so that y'all know where we stand. I will not continue to talk about
fuck
it.
Fuck her.
Not doing it. And, you know, we're going to be about bringing people together. We're going to be about making sure everybody is loved on and safe and well. That's our
it.
Focus. That's our aim. We're not going to be sitting around arguing over things that are inconsequential. Worry about your own body, your own uterus, your own parts, your own experience, just your own life, your own business. That's what we all need to do.
And love other people for them loving their own bodies, their own parts, their own bits, their own this, their own that. Like, let everybody just fucking be, and look how peaceful we can actually move.
When we mind our business and worry about ourselves.
Fucking business.
When we worry about ourselves. And
but there are times where we don't need to mind our business in such instances like this, because what I don't want to do is be silent.
Right.
And let my silence stand as a.
Well, that's why we addressed it. We addressed it. I'm just saying that I'm not going to. I don't want to give this a whole lot of.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Whole lot of. I just feel like we are on to talk about things that uplift, things that affirm, things that encourage, things that empower, things that inform, things that educate. We are. That's what we are about here on Getting Grown. And, yes. you know, we stand corrected. Me and Jay, you know, as cisgender women, we are very open to learning and gaining new insight and new understanding. Absolutely. Our heart is to love on and appreciate and acknowledge and celebrate everyone. We are not out here trying Absolutely. To tear anybody down. And that's just what we believe. That's just
unless
what we believe.
You don't wash your hands because fuck that lady. I'll tear you down any day. I'll tear you down. I'll talk nasty to you in the bathroom.
Willfully
I'm gonna talk nasty about you
filthy.
On the microphone behind your back in front of your face. Like I'm here to tear you down because you are a hazard to
Literally,
society.
A health
is
hazard.
What you are, yes. and that's how I feel about Jess Hilarious. She's you a are. Hazard to society.
I just don't have no feelings. I don't have any feelings.
I think she is a hazard. I think she is.
Poison. I wish that we would read more than I wish we would get back to reading books and resources and
I don't. And but things. Some people you can tell have never. You can't get back to something you never did.
This is what I'm saying. Like if you get all your information from captions and comments, then we are not the same. And I hope and pray and implore you to consume quality information that grows you and makes you better. That's what that's my prayer for us. Okay. We have got to do more than just engage and opine. Okay. For those of us who just want to spew our opinions over there, all of this useless opining all over the interwebs. Let's get back to facts and actuals. Realities and people's real life lived experiences and conditions and how we can improve and make the world a better, safer place for everybody. How about that? But y'all, That's instead it. Of I'm not going back and forth with the internet niggas and niggresses. Okay, not doing that.
And nigglets.
Period. Not doing that. Not doing that anymore. And you know, this is what we about. So if you coming over here looking for us to stir up mess, you're barking up the wrong tree, beloved. We're not doing that over here. We just wanted to address the situation for what it is. We have done that, and we thank you for listening.
Good day. And if you huffing and puffing and hemming and hawing, and this ain't the place for you. You move around. But that was really the extent of anything going on in the now
Amen.
That I wanted to discuss. I think that we shall swiftly move along to our very fun kitchen table talk
yes.
this week.
Let's clear the air and have some fun. Let's talk music.
Oh, hello, sister.
What's up, sister?
So have you heard of the app Hinge?
I've heard a few things here and there, but I don't know that much.
Well, it's a dating app, you know. Oh. No, not trying to throw any hints your direction, but howsomever, it's an intentional dating app. You know, we both speak very much about intentionality and all that we do. Do we not? We want to do stuff on purpose,
right?
And so, it's the app that is meant to be deleted.
Okay, well, I'm good at deleting apps. Yes.
Yeah, you know, you just build a little easy, you know, unique profile. Using their feature called Hinge Prompts. And the prompts helps you showcase your personality and share your interests and your humor and your dating intentions.
Mm. Okay.
Are you intrigued?
I'm not close. I'm not close. Let's talk through it.
So they have a couple prompts, and I think it would be fun for us to do some of them together. You know, just a little warm up, you know. So
okay.
Date vibes. Like, what together we could. The best way to ask me out is by. What's your date vibes looking like?
Have a plan, young man. Have a okay, plan. Yes. I don't like, I feel like I have to make a lot of decisions in my life. I have decision fatigue. So if you make decisions for me, like real, like good ones though, don't be out here choosing chicken fingers and french fries for the table. Cause okay, but we are grown.
And what's the best way for somebody to ask you out?
Just tell me what time to be ready.
Oh, you like somebody to be assertive.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I have decision fatigue. I'm making decisions all day long. Tell me to be dressed at 7:00.
You don't want no hemming and hawing.
Yeah, if I'm telling you that I'm already available on Thursday night and then you say, okay, so what you want to do? I don't got time for that.
That's fair. You want somebody who's going to move with intentionality, which is why Hinge is so amazing.
Absolutely.
Because it's built to move with intentionality.
Absolutely. That that particular chapter in your life is closed. But for those of us who are still exploring, it seems that Hinge is the place where that can happen. So if you're looking for a meaningful relationship, download Hinge today. Meet someone great and then delete Hinge when it feels just right. So it's the summertime. It's the time where we are driving with the windows down, the wind in our hair, the pollen all over our vehicles. We are enjoying the sunlight, sunroofs open, things of that nature. And one of my favorite things to do when I'm riding in the car in the summertime is listen to a good old playlist.
Absolutely.
I hit Jade over the weekend because I saw that our one and only president that we acknowledge still as our as our president is Barack Obama, coolest president in America ever in life. you know, he releases a summer playlist and a summer reading list. His summer playlist has been released, and it has been lots of chatter and talk about this particular playlist because it features a great number of Black women prominently featured on this playlist. We love that for us. Any occasion to celebrate our brilliance, and we just stand that Barack Obama is standing in solidarity with us as we celebrate some of our faves in the summertime.
Absolute.
So Jade and I are going to review 44's playlist. We're going to talk about it. We're going to add to it. There are maybe some things that we may want to take away, but we're just going to review.
Okay.
And we'll talk about playlists. And hey, who knows? Maybe even I have a summer faves playlist. Maybe we can curate a getting grown summer faves list based on this conversation. We can
absolutely
have that available for our listening audience. But let's get into it, sis. Let's get into
okay, he doesn't have... The good thing about this... Hold on, let me go to your text again.
Mm-hmm.
The good thing about this is that he's got a little bit of old and a little bit of new on here.
Yes, it's a strong mix. And that's what I love. A good playlist has range, right? It's not just what's on the radio, the current bops, right? It's giving current bops and classics. Because you got to
Especially because bops is so strong.
Yes.
With current right now. That's such a strong term. there's a few bops. Let me stop. But his first one on here, I think I'm automatically going to remove, and I don't even know what song it is. is Who Told You by Jay Huss featuring Drake. Hold on. Let's play a snippet. Oh.
See?
Damn.
You spoke soon. You spoke
I
soon.
Did. Hold on.
Maybe Drake is just singing the hook or something.
Maybe. Oh, there he goes.
You know, he loves to sing.
He came to moan on the track.
A vocalist.
If I were married, my name is Aubrey.
Crooning.
I did this thing. I like to dance with you.
Yeah.
Actually, that is a little bit of a bop. But
you know,
try not to support Drake.
Yes. You know, we don't Drake, the both of us, collectively.
No.
But we have to acknowledge... you know that the tunes were tuning. It comes in. It's a great start to the playlist.
The Afro beats is what saved
it. It is
because Drake. I haven't forgot. I've got the mind of an elephant, and
yes.
You tried to come for Meg Thee Stallion, and we don't forget over
we
here.
We don't forget over here. Also, our good sis SZA is down to the playlist.
Singing in cursive. Wish okay. You gonna play the snippet, or you want me to? You want me to play? That's what XP says. She be singing in cursive. Squirt, squirt.
It's giving loop de loop.
It is because
you're. I don't want an old It's a lack. Overall, it's an overall lack of enunciation. That's what it is. We don't know what she's saying. The words are.
So it's kinda, like cursive. You got to read it real hard.
Yeah. Go ahead and because mine is on the shuffle.
Okay,
I'm trying to.
Let's see. Snooze by SZA. Oh, this must be when he's sitting by the water.
Sleepy time.
Okay. Oh, I know this song. Here
you
she
do?
Go. I can't lose how down with you.
Oh, okay.
I wanna hear. But see, cursive. That's
cursive.
The song.
Don't
That's how she thinks.
Hilarious.
Okay, what they got next on here? So, okay, I'm okay with both of these so far. I'm not mad at this.
So Baraka. Far, so good.
Okay.
The next song is by The Pretenders, I'll Stand By You.
Okay. Oh, wait. I'll stand by you.
Yeah.
I'll stand by you.
We need that.
I love that song, actually.
Exactly.
Oh, well, hold on. Give me a little soft rock.
It's
a
ring.
I don't want to get sued, but you know, let me just real quick. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll stand by. Yeah, that's the jam. Go ahead, Barack. He was listening to that while he was barbecuing. That's what was going on. Okay. We get international over here.
Okay. Rosalia
with Rao Alejandro, Vampiros. Vampiros. Let me see. Okay, let me get to.
Oh!
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 Ooh! Okay. I wasn't even laughing. Okay. It was giving me a little babon, baboni.
A little reggaeton.
Puerto Rico. Yes. I'm with the shits, he be over there. Okay, he be over there nasty with Michelle. I know he do.
How much involvement do you think Sasha and Malia have in the curation?
So much. Even if it's just him, that's how he heard it. Because that makes sense. That's how I be hearing half the shit.
Yeah.
That's how I knew the SZA song. So I know be singing that shit in the shower. She loves SZA. Loves her. I'm like, oh, are you about to be one of them emos?
Girl,
with like the bangs and the big hair, like seven bundles. What's about to happen?
The bangs. Oh my God. I can't imagine. Noah, I just got writing a visual poetry of Noah in the
bangs. You know she's about to go through Black girl poetry phase. You know that, right? She's too tender.
I am unwell. Yo, if Noah comes, yo, I'm not going to be good, okay?
She's about to be the next her.
When Noah hits her angsty emo teenage era, sis, you're going to be like not good.
No. Why you think I'm watching all the gentle parenting videos now where they be trying? I was like, is it too little too late for this? Because every point they could be having the baby's point. How are you feeling? I'm sad. And they're, you know, they're all patient. They're like, let's hug it out. Put your hand on your heart. Breathe.
No.
I'm like, all that's great, but I don't know if I have that in me.
Okay, so let's see.
Okay. That was Vampiros. I'll keep the, this is a banger. This is a keeper. Okay.
And we go now to Fast Car.
All right, here we go. Fast Car by Luke Combs.
I feel like this is country.
Oh wait, is this a remake? It is. Oh, he remade Tracy Chop.
Got a fast car. Oh, he did. He remade,
right?
So it's a Black woman song, but sung by a white man. Got you.
Be someone.
All right.
I didn't know. Okay.
Now we're getting good because we have California Love.
You know Kendrick Lamar was on that video set as a child.
Why?
Fun fact.
Why?
Why was I at a Bone Thugs and Harmony concert at 11? I don't know.
A very fair question.
I think somebody was related to somebody, but he was on. That's just a little fun fact for you all. Kendrick Lamar was on the California Love set. California knows how to party. Okay. Next up is Dance Me to the End of Love live by Leonard Cohen. And I'm going to assume this is what him and Michelle be dancing in the kitchen to, but let's see.
Okay.
Let me skip through real quick. Oh, yeah. This is when they be making pasta together. I'm sorry, I keep cutting it off so quickly. Don't want to get sued. No. I think they be making pasta together and it's like margarita night. And, you know, why are they drinking margaritas and having pasta? I don't know. But this is what I'm envisioning. And they dance and, you know, both their hands is covered in dough and he come up and they sway and shit. That's what it sounds like. That's why it sounds like that's on the playlist.
All right.
Okay. We're moving. Next up, Nowhere to Run by Martha. Oh,
Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, honey.
Nowhere to run to baby. But why is that on the 2023 playlist?
It's her classic. Yeah,
this is always a good jam.
Yeah.
Hey.
For the car.
All right. Don't want to get sued by Motown. Wonderful. Next up, we have Parabolic by, oh God. Okay, this should be my petty peeve this week. What? These new young people and they're that young man, I thought his name was Modern Tio and it was Made in Tokyo. You remember the song Uber Everywhere? So this person's name must mean no big deal, but it's spelled all one. NOBIGDYL period.
Why? Why is it like that?
I think they're.
Oh, Christ the King.
Sorry, that's terrible. I shouldn't have said that.
No, you should not.
Okay. Okay. I shouldn't have said that. Okay, Parabolic. Let's see what this says. Oh, this is definitely Sasha and Malia. Okay. Okay, all right, go ahead.
Got you.
Young people music. I'm not mad at it. It's how he stays young. Okay. Next up, Georgia Smith, Try Me.
Are you a Georgia Smith fan? Do you listen to her music?
No, I was about to ask you, is that the Let a Nigga Try Me? Try Me.
I think so.
I'll kill his whole motherfucking family.
Is it? That's not let's see.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, do you listen to Georgia Smith?
I have heard.
Oh.
I don't think that's it.
Okay, no. It's definitely not what I thought it was. Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, great. Right. That's cute. I'd take that off personally.
We've got Burna Boy and 21 Savage.
Have you heard this?
Yes.
So this is a sample of Mace and Brandy sitting on top of the world for those who haven't. And I'm just so fascinated by the levels of samples that I've heard.
Whoa, it's wild.
Which, I mean, granted, our favorite rappers did the same thing.
Exactly.
It was sampling of the Stylistics and the Delphonics and the Isley Brothers and Barry White and Minnie Riperton. Like, people have been sampling forever, but it's just so crazy that we are in the era to hear the things that came out while we were, like, kicking it are being sampled and remade now.
Very
and how the
wild.
Fuck old is Burna Boy remaking a Mace song? I thought Burna Boy was like 40.
How? Let me see. Let me ask Google Alicia right quick. Because
well, apparently that's Janae Aiko and motherfucking Tyga on that Lil Flip remake. And them niggas is both 42, so I'm surprised.
He's 32.
Okay, well still. So crazy. But yes, okay, for those who haven't, a little snippet of Sitting on Top of the World. Let me. Full sample.
The beat and the chorus.
And it really throws me when they play these kind of things in parties and I be thinking it's the original song and then some new shit come on.
That's how
it be
old
like
Coi
Leray.
Yeah. That's how old we are because we be thinking it's Brandy and Monica. Here come Burna Boy and 21 Savage.
Right. It's like, now when did that happen?
It's like,
Antoinette
I'm sorry,
did this
what?
To me.
But what, were you on TikTok with Noah yesterday? There was another sample. We was like, I can't believe they remade this.
The Weeknd redid. Who was that? Mario Winans? Who was that? I don't wanna know.
Yeah, if you playing,
if you're
me,
playing me,
keep it,
keep
on,
it
the low.
On the low.
A full, it was a cover.
He just Friday, sung Saturday, the song. Sunday. He redid it.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Him and his cocaine. All right, what's next?
Now we are back with Janet Jackson, Q-Tip, and Joni Mitchell, Never Lie. You don't know what you got till he's gone. On and on, you seem to go. Hey, I don't know what you got till he's gone.
Yes, I love that. Okay.
Yeah, so far, President Obama's done pretty well, I have to say.
He's doing well.
Have to okay. say.
La Doña, penas con pan.
All right. I mean, the diversity. There is something for everybody on this playlist, okay?
Okay, she is singing. Come on, penas con pan, la doña. Love it. I love that.
All right.
I keep that right on. Okay, we know this one. The Bengals walk like an Egyptian.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Which is...
racist.
Is... yeah, I thought so. Especially now I'm thinking about the video and the dance and everything that went with it. That's a racist song.
It's pretty...
No, Baracko. Gotta take that one off of there. The Beths, watching the credits. Me neither, but let's see. Oh. This, I think that was Sasha. Mm-hmm. Malia, which one's the oldest? Malia. The one with the white boyfriend who smokes the cigarette, she put that on there.
Fair.
Okay.
The next is our good Judy Janelle Monae, Only Have Eyes For Two, which is on my Summer Faves playlist, okay?
Yes.
It's a song.
I only have eyes for two.
It's just a feel-good song.
It's a feel-good fucking album.
It is.
That album is so good. She, okay, listen. Hold on. Listening. Divert a minute.
Listening.
Because she sampled a smidge, but it was really, you had to catch it. You had to know.
Mm.
Stevie.
Yes.
She got, yes. Okay,
yes.
For Your Love.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so she sampled For Your Love. I kept going, I would do anything. And then, but it switches and goes to whatever she did in the song. I was like, oh my God! I love that Janelle Monae album. Let
me
tell you.
We stand.
Good job, Barack. That was a good cut. Okay, let's see what's next. The War and Treaty. That's How Love Is Made. He is telling us. Let's see.
Emo.
No, it looks like Black Love. Oh, wait. Maybe not. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's when that's part of when they be cooking the pasta and making the margaritas.
Got you. Red wine. It's a red wine kind of night.
Yeah, exactly that. They're going to have missionary sex and look in each other's eyes.
Okay. The Rolling Stones. Right. We're on to the Rolling Stones.
Oh, I was about to say, is this a...
get you a taste of this,
Soul Survivor by the Rolling Stones. I enjoy the Rolling Stones, actually.
All right.
I love music that makes me feel like I was wearing platforms and snorting cocaine.
That is such a you thing to say. Absolutely.
I just want the music to take me there, not the actual cocaine.
Absolutely.
All right. Aretha Franklin. Dr.
Aretha Louise Franklin. Yes.
Don't want to get sued because she would do it of all people.
Period.
Aretha put her fucking will in the couch. I mean, that is a level of hateful that I aspire to.
Nice. Oh, God. From
the
Aretha
next
Franklin
selection,
to John Coltrane.
One of my faves,
yes,
Blue Train.
Very good. Something for everybody
on
this
jazz
album.
So much. Okay. this next selection.
Gotta be Sasha.
Oh, it's definitely Sasha and her nails. You know, she cherry picks now. No. Okay. It's Ice Spice and Hateful Minaj.
Nicki Minaj.
Because I don't know her like Princess Diana, like. This love. So, Noah loves.
I know. All of the children like, love to rap like Ice Spice. It's the wildest thing.
Like they're all snoozing. Oh, that's called drill. That's a drill cadence.
Oh, teach me. Okay, you better know.
It's called drill. Yes.
You better know.
Which I feel like drill started in Chicago, if I'm correct.
Okay.
So like Chief Keef was drill music. Lil Mouse, them kind of niggas, and drill music was originally like grak grak grak, you know what I'm music, oh. And now they've added a little sexy edge to it and some anime, and you've got Ice Spice.
I see.
I'm out in the hood like I'm Princess Diana, like. But okay, sure. To stay young and relevant, sure, Barack. Toots and the Maytals, Funky Kingston. This sound like this about to be my type of time. We know exactly what he's doing when he's listening to that. And guess what? Me too. All right. What's the next one, sister?
The next one is Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers.
We know exactly what's going down when this comes on. So you want to know a fun fact?
Go forth.
Unchained Melody was the first like full complete song that I learned how to play on the flute. That's what got me first chair.
Go off first chair. Yes.
Jay, I was first chair off of Unchained Melody.
Out my here. Dog,
I love your touch.
Yes.
No. Still more.
You are out of your rabid mind. Okay.
You know, you already know what's coming, sister.
Yes, it is your absolute fave, Stephen Hardaway Morris.
With one of my absolute favorite Stephen Hardaway Morris songs.
Listen, because.
And Golden Lady, Golden Lady.
Very good.
I like to go there.
It's really a strong, strong selection.
Oh my God. Oh, that's for Michelle. He sings that to her. That's one of his many nicknames.
So cute.
All right, what we got next?
Doctor My Eyes by Jackson Browne.
Let's see what that's hitting for. Okay, that's when he wakes up before everybody else and he be making breakfast and she in her mood. That's
omelets.
When he be playing stuff like that.
He be making pancakes by himself in the kitchen.
Omelets, niggas wake up, it'd be a full spread, and that's because Barack was in one of those moods listening to Jackson Browne. Okay, this next one, Stability.
Stability by Aria Star.
Iris Star. Oh, but there's anime on the cover. This was Malia or Sasha. I don't know which one. Oh, but I'm with it though. I'm with the shits. Oh, I like it. Got a little anime cover to the front of it. I like Star.
I like that.
Okay, next up. Not Strong Enough by Boy Genius, Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridgers. Oh, it's more country.
Yeah.
Is that country or is that like Twilight music?
It seems like a little yacht rocky, no? Yacht rock.
No. Don't do yacht rock like that.
I'm sorry.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
I was mistaken.
Oh, the Eagles.
I'm mistaken.
Ambrosia.
Yes.
No, that's giving me like, that's why I was like, is this country or is this like Claire's music? Or like, would they be playing and, you know, when they, like, you know what I'm talking about. You know, feel good, like, we're going to shop at Home Goods. Yeah. That kind of judge.
It'd be on in Marshall's. You're right. You're not wrong.
Okay. Oh, we know the next one.
Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the clouds
roll away.
Listen,
Otis Redding.
Jade listens to Otis Redding at any given
on Wednesday.
Moment. I'm about to say she probably listened to it this morning.
Thank you. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Jay is cleaning her kitchen down. Talk about sitting on the dock of the bay.
Was with a concoction of Fabuloso and bleach and hot water.
That's hot all water. I
was cleaning up under things today.
That's right.
Okay, what's next?
We have, after Otis Redding, we have Everything is Broken by Bob Dylan.
Let's see here. That's part of the pancake and eggs and omelets morning. That's what he was listening to.
Yes.
Cry Me a River by Ella Fitzgerald.
The beautiful Ella Fitzgerald. Good singing. Sing Ella.
Come on, classico. So for all of my black ladies out there, there are these books called Little Bold People or Little Bold Women, or I can't remember what the thing is. You'll know it when you like Google those words. And it's these giant heads on these little cartoon bodies. And it's like different stories of different women leaders throughout the world. And they have black ones. They have one on Ella Fitzgerald for your little ones or your nieces or your nephews. So just a little zhuzh for you all to look for that if you want to give your little one a little history on Ella Fitzgerald. Oh, how do you say this?
Child, you know, I don't know. Let me try. Young. Is it like
I think it's Young Lucas.
But why would they use a V and not a U?
I don't know. Why is there no vowel in Young? So it was Young Livkas and Peso Pluma. La Bebe, the remix. Okay, let's get to the shit. Always give me some more. Yes, música para la playa. That's for. That's for the beach.
Oh, what is wrong
with you? It's beach music.
Do you know this song?
All right.
Drums by Money Man and Babyface Ray?
Nope, never heard of it, but we're about to listen to it. Oh, no. That was definitely Malia. Sasha.
Yeah.
Sasha. That was the young one.
One of these children. Followed by, well, we know this one. Illmatic. Reach way back. Reach
the
way
back.
The
world is yours. The world is yours. Whose world is this? The world is yours. The world is yours. Hold on, I'm going to just play a snippet just because it's my jam. This. The world is yours. The world is yours. Mine is mine. Whose world is this? Don't want to get sued. Okay. Oh. All right.
Reach
the Four
out.
Tops. Oh, that's one of my favorite songs. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, hold on. Let me just do like another quick little. That's when you're making really good fish. You can make really good fish listening to that song.
Yes.
And chicken.
You shaking up the bag. That's right.
I'll be there.
I'll be like,
love let you in.
He'd be like, that's when the reach out, reach out.
Yes, and the chicken is going and the fish out. In the other hand.
That's how you do it.
Okay, that's why he has that on there, because he's making incredible chicken and fish.
I hope he is frying fish. I hope Barack Obama is frying fish down to the house.
I know this is not your zhuzh.
I know this, though.
But I love Pearl Jam so much. And Eddie Vedder. Okay, hold on. We're Just Breathe by Pearl Jam. I love Pearl Jam. That's not one of my favorite Pearl Jam songs. You know, I love like Even Flow like a rolling butterflies. Oh, we don't know, but he chases him away. Yeah.
What is
that's
wrong
my kind of shit.
I don't know. How do you say this next one? Is it Jacalm? Jacalm.
Yeah.
Some child.
Yeah.
Named
Tempted. Jacalm. Oh, it's reggae. Okay. They said Jesus Christ is a blessing. That's your type of time.
Okay. So, well,
by Jacalm. Tell them how it's spelled.
J apostrophe calm.
Yeah.
Contact by Kalila. I don't know who that is. Okay. I'm so old and out of touch.
Okay. Okay.
It kind of sounds like Craig David.
And you know, mixed with, you know, with a little Caternata in the background. I take it. It's a little dance music. I'm not mad at it. Yes. It also sounds like it'd be played down at the Zara.
Bigly. Bigly. Oh.
Okay.
Maybe one holler. Throw up on my hands. Come on, you got to have Marvin Gaye on your summer playlist. Is it a summer playlist if ain't no Marvin Gaye on it? Probably not.
Can I ask you a valid question though?
Sure.
What made him say, you know what? This makes me want to holler. This infuriates me so much. I'm going to throw up on my hands.
I thought he said throw up both my hands.
Oh, is that what he said? Throw up both my... Oh, he did say that. When Jay, I tell you my entire life, I'd be like, throw up on my hands.
Throw up on my hands?
I thought he was like so incensed he was going to throw up on his hands. Like I'm so bad I can spit. You know, I thought it was like that type of time.
No, sister. He was saying both.
Wow.
Throw up both my hands.
Throw up both my hands.
Both my hands.
That's... Wow, I always thought it was throw up on my hands.
We should absolutely call this episode Throw Up On My Hands.
Absolutely.
Gosh.
Matter of fact, let me put that in the notes right now. Throw up on my hands so we don't forget.
Oh, God. Y'all, Jay is so unserious right now.
I can't be the only one. You should have seen the droves of people that came out to tell me that they too thought GRWM meant grown woman and did not know that it meant get ready with me. So therefore, I can't be the only one who thought Marvin Gaye was so mad he wanted to throw up on his hands.
I believe that you might be.
Well, if that's the case, I'll stand alone like I did in the van when you all didn't want to admit that you don't think about dinosaurs.
Because we do not think about dinosaurs. And Jay was so judgmental. She
and
was
I'm
like,
sorry
I
for
feel
y'all.
Sorry for your imaginations.
Because it was like nine niggas trying to shame me because I'm the only one who thinks about dinosaurs.
Yo,
and I was not about to be shamed.
We didn't tell the story. We was in Antigua for my birthday. We was in a van. And literally Jade, we was in the car and Jade just randomly says, hey, y'all, have you ever... just sort of been out and been thinking like, I wonder what kind of dinosaurs roam this very section of the earth. And all nine of us were in the car like, no, not once.
No.
Never have we ever had that
Bobby
thought.
Like, you didn't even open the weed yet, Jade. And I was like, why that gotta be a weedy thought? Y'all just don't think like this.
Jade was like, I feel sorry for your imaginations. It's like, do not feel sorry for my imagination, please.
I do. I actually do. I'll be over here, Willy Wonka land, and y'all niggas
clearly
be in the office.
Yes, we do. The next song is a tribute to the one and only legend, Tina Turner. Of course, we got River Deep, Mountain High. Okay, got to have that down to the playlist. Sing, Tina.
Okay, sorry. And that's also a fabulous drag race lip sync song.
So good. One of my faves. I watched all of season 7 and 8 of Drag Race All Stars this weekend.
How do you feel?
I was so full. I had such a time.
Wasn't 8 such a mid-season?
8 was a mid-season, and I have to say that I am outraged at the way that Lala Ri was treated.
Oh, sister, listen. But I did vote for her 30 times for the Fame Games, which meant 90.
That's right. I did. And that is why she is the queen of the Fame Games at this very moment.
Exactly. And my votes alone.
I just cannot believe. I will never, ever forgive Alexis Michelle for what she did. I won't.
First of all, I didn't like Alexis Michelle in season 9. And I went back and rewatched season 9 so that I could confirm that I didn't like Alexis Michelle. She was never likable. She's always been awkward. Problematic white woman crying behind things.
Very much crying. Don't like it. Tears.
I'm not mad at Jimbo winning, but I mean...
I'm not mad at Jimbo winning either, but...
Am I ever going to go to a Jimbo show? No.
No, I mean, Jimbo made for good television, though.
Yes, I think Jimbo makes for good Drag Race.
Yeah.
I don't think Jimbo would make for good live entertainment.
I probably would not be entertained.
Well, sorry, Jimbo, but he is going on the road with Candy and Jessica Wilde.
Heidi and Klaassen. I don't, Candy Muse was also one... that I did not care.
I don't know why. Like, I.
That tongue gave Candy Muse hell all season.
All season. Like, and I just went in a lion.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, why is no one coming for this list?
Because they already have. They've been coming for her list her whole life, she said. So she said when she embraces all the things about herself. That's what I do love about Candy. You can't tell Candy she's not the baddest, finest, sexiest, flyest fucking thing on the block. Like, you can't. That's what I enjoy about her. She does the messy thing.
Very
messy.
And
she does that, like, that white girl thing where she'd be like, and
I think that she, like, makes a mess, and then she, like, she throws a rock and hides her hand. She starts the mess, and then she be trying to act all innocent. Like, I don't know, Anjay, I don't know.
She absolutely bullied Alexis and Michelle into full-blown lying, but then Alexis Michelle is an autonomous adult and decided to carry that lie all the way through. But Candy did a little bullying right there. It was like, what I said?
And Heidi said, I am out of here. Y'all not gonna hit me up in this.
I have thoughts and theories on that, but we'll take that to Patreon.
That's fair. We can talk about it.
All right, we have a last selection. Was it one more on here?
Last two.
Two more.
Yeah.
This sounds like country. Ashley McBride, The Devil I Know.
Oh, yeah, most likely.
Yep. There's a banjo. All right, great. I'm going to take that off of mine.
Same.
And would you like to do our last one?
Love and Hate by Michael Kiwanuka.
So, did you ever watch Big Little Lies?
No, I wanted to, but I never got into it.
You should go watch Big Little Lies.
You think
you'll have an
entire
year of television to watch old things because...
Oh, God.
I know. We stand with the union, by the way. SAG-AFTRA, WGA.
But I'm very depressed because y'all know how much I TV.
I know. You're just going to have to old TV in the meantime.
Oh, yeah.
But we stand with the unions here.
Yes,
ma'am. We stand with the writers, we stand with the actors and everybody else in between. But Michael Kiwanuka, he sang the theme song for Big Little Lies.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then, like, you really get into the theme song when you watch the show because the opening is so mesmerizing. That's what made us go to Monterey in the first place, even though the opening scene is actually filmed when they're driving on the highway in Big Sur. But anyway, Love and Hate. Wait, is that that's not the... Okay. Wait, is that him who sang that? So hold on. Let me see if that was him who sang that. That's what Barack be listening to when he has his random moments of painting.
He be painting Bob Ross' Happy Little Trees. Happy Little Trees.
Okay, oh yeah, this is it. Cold Little Heart. This is the Big Little Lies.
Playing,
Anyway, he's a black man, very, very powerful, wonderful, beautiful, like country-esque type of voice. So that's Barack Summertime playlist. We just wanted to give a couple of thoughts. What would you add to it?
So I'm so glad you asked, because I think that let's just open up my summer faves playlist. Okay. I also have a little bit. I would add a little. My Stevie song was not Golden Lady, even though I might add that to mine. My Stevie song is Sir Duke. Yes. Also got to add a little Earth, Wind & Fire down to the summer playlist.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Without question.
Which one?
Which one? I have a fast one and a slow one.
Okay.
My fast one is In the Stone, because it's just this marching band song. It's just like... Woo! How could you not? Everybody becomes a majorette when this song comes on. We're all in the marching band. Gotta have it. Woo! Yes! All right. And then my other one is After the Love Is Gone.
After the love is gone.
Yes, I love the song so much.
There are times. Love.
I love it so much. I also have.
You know, mine is always, I'll write a song for you. Yes. That'd be my nice little contemplating by the water.
Oh, yes.
I'll write a song for you. Yes. Okay, what else you got?
I also have, first of all, I feel like Barack Obama was remiss in not including anything from Renaissance. Nothing?
I also was expecting some Renaissance on there.
But I think the 2022 playlist had, when did Renaissance come out?
It came out, didn't it come out August?
Did it? Because I feel like, Break My Soul was on... On last
Break
year,
My Soul,
I believe.
Break My Soul came out before Renaissance came out, though.
So I feel like Break My Soul was on last year's playlist. Maybe he was like, I'm not going
to
do that
I wouldn't
again.
Be surprised. He's like, it's too easy for me to put Beyonce on there. Y'all already know.
Right.
The whole Renaissance album in general is here. Summer 2023
so,
playlist.
So let me ask you this. What would be your pick from Renaissance on a summer playlist? I have a couple, but I want to know what your top.
I know, I do have a few.
Yeah.
So... For me personally, my picks would be Virgo's Groove. Duh.
Clearly. I knew you were going to say that.
Outside of the fact that it's just a fabulous song.
Agreed.
It's like the perfect roller skating song, like which is the perfect summertime activity.
Yes.
It's just so Virgo's Groove. Summer Renaissance, which I don't think it's talked about enough. But I'm also, you know I live in the 70s in
yes.
my head. So
yes.
it's very, I'm in love.
Yes.
Like, I love it. I'm in a big dress. I automatically get me some Diana Ross hair, some Donna Summer hair,
yes.
and like transport. So Summer Renaissance, Virgo's Groove. Hold on, let me go to Energy by itself is just, Heated.
That's what I'm saying.
Heated, absolutely.
Heated has got to be on there. I mean, fan me off, I'm hot, hot, hot. Okay.
And Grace Jones, and like Heated has to be on there. And then we're gonna go with
if we talk about a cookout jam, we gotta go with Cuff It.
Oh, Move is Grace Jones. I don't know why I said Heated, because
Move
it's right
out the way
it goes into. I'm with my girls and we all need space.
No, but I said we can't have a cookout without Cuff It.
We have to do the Cuff It.
No,
dance.
But even like I just feel like the vibe of that is very much them ribs.
It is.
Them ribs tender like I boiled them.
Like I boiled them. But I ain't boiled them ribs.
I ain't boiled them ribs. That's what it's giving. Okay, so I had Heated, Cuff It, and Virgo's Groove on my summer playlist. Also, like I said, I had Only Have Eyes for Two for Janelle Monáe. I also have Duran Bernard. I'm a bad bitch, yeah. I'm that nigga.
That nigga. Oh, it's a moth in here.
Oh
no.
I'm sorry.
Not my clothes. Die. Go in that fan and die.
Do y'all hear Jay?
Oh God, it's so big.
Oh my God, are you okay?
No, I'm fine. It's just huge. I don't want it to eat my clothes.
Ciao.
Die in the fan.
He just flew into the fan. Is it going to listen to you?
Hopefully. I think it just did.
Okay. I
think that nigga really flew into the fan and died. That's what you get for coming in my space, because I don't come in yours. Okay, continue. Sorry.
I also have, I'm really, like I said, Mango Butter by Duran Bernard. I'm a bad bitch, yeah. Love that.
Nigga.
Yes. Also I have this classic from Beyonce. You can't not have a summer playlist without
Kiki
this.
Come on, Kiki Twist Beyonce.
Yes.
Summertime.
It's giving Fighting Temptations Beyonce, okay?
Summertime.
You got to have that on there. I got a lot of, y'all know me, I got a lot of, this is very ghetto, but you will enjoy this.
Wait, oh. Act a fool, you better watch.
Yes. Got to have
what
that.
Else do I have on here? I have to add a little nigga to mine,
please.
A little OT Genesis. Oh. Remy Ma and Quavo, Push It the remix.
Yes.
go get the money. It's the remix setup lit. All the live from the hit. I'm on the west with OT. I just flew it from the east on some Bobby Shmurda shit. Just caught a body last week. Okay, that's on mine.
Let me add it.
I'm also, if we're going to go a little nostalgic, something that I don't know if it came out in the summertime, but I'm imagining it did and we remember.
Mm-hmm.
Sierra's O featuring Ludacris.
Oh! One,
you know, I just wanna.
Oh,
round here we're riding slow.
I'm gonna go ahead and add.
I'm also,
that.
If I'm gonna get a little current, yes. I'm gonna put a little Latto featuring Cardi B on there. Put mm-hmm. it on the Florida remix.
Okay, add it.
Tie a ribbon around me. I've been acting brand new.
Yes.
What else for the young people? Latto is giving boss bitch. It's giving bad bitch. Nigga never treat me like I'm average. There's that one. Mm-hmm. There's the booty hole brown one. I'm gonna go ahead and put that on there. My baby need a new Pepe. I'm gonna put that on there as well because it makes me laugh.
Bounce out.
Oh, and Glorilla featuring Cardi tomorrow too.
Glow.
Even though she don't know how to rap on the beat, I still enjoy her.
Glow, Gloria, Hallelujah.
Yes, so yes. Might not fuck with you tomorrow. Yeah, those would be some of my additions to the playlist. To the summertime.
I love that.
Playlist.
And I've created a playlist. I will add your songs and we can
Amazing.
Make that available to share.
Love that for us.
I got other things on here. You know, I got, you know, I like the classics, the hood classics.
Oh yes. Please feel free to indulge us. It's a light episode. I come from this town. That's not gonna do what I don't die.
Somebody heard it.
That kind of
funeral service.
We always have to add Lil' Kim to it. La Bella, we just have to always add Lil'
Yeah,
Kim to
I have a little, you know, I also had Sitting on Top of the World, Burning Boy, and 21 Savage on mine too.
I'm not all the way there with it yet.
Fair. I had Good Morning. This is PJ Morton and Susan Carroll. I love that song. It's so good. Oh, I also have Victoria Monet. Oh, my.
Oh yeah. Oh my, Yep.
Yes.
And that's another sample. Mm-hmm. Oh, what I had, hold on. I had something on here real fast. Angelica Ross has a new single.
Oh, does. Leonard was telling me about that last night.
Yes. It's called Purr.
Purr.
A basic bitch could never.
Yes.
That's a good summertime one right there.
Hey.
Yeah. So Angelica Ross, I would add Purr to the list. So we want to hear what would be on your 2023 summertime playlist. What are you all listening to? I know everybody's in Beyonce mode, but we want to hear all of the things you're listening to, the old, the new, the in-between, and everything else.
Absolutes. Thank y'all guys for listening. We just wanted to have a light, fun, Chatty Cathy Kitchen Table kickback episode. We hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I'm down.
I did. You know, I had a good time today.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's move on over to the Black Woman Self-Care. You ready?
Let's do it. Audible proudly celebrates 50 years of hip hop, 50 years of culture that birthed the most prolific storytellers of our time. Respect the movement. Respect the moment and celebrate the storytellers. Hear brand new hip hop memoirs, podcasts, and exclusive musical performances on Audible free all summer long. Like new volumes from Audible's groundbreaking Words Plus Music series, including Snoop Dogg's From the Streets to the Suites, Yasin Bey's A Dynamic Career in Communications, and Lil' Kim's The Audacity of Lil' Kim. DJ Drama's Gangsta Grills, featuring the mixtape legend in conversation with hip hop greats like 2 Chainz, Lil Wayne, Wiz Khalifa, Jeezy, T.I., and Pharrell. Binge worthy Audible original series like The Greatest Day, that takes listeners inside the making of hip hop's greatest photograph. XXL Magazine's iconic 1998 cover that saw over 100 of the day's greatest hip hop artists assembled for one legendary image. Ooh, let me tell you, kids, what a time. Chuck D's Can You Dig It? About a gang peace treaty in the Bronx set the stage for the rise of hip hop culture. Or The Motherlode, featuring hip hop heavies like MC Light, Angie Martinez, retracing the history and future of hip hop through the lens of its most influential female contributors. Hear unforgettable hip hop originals like these and more essential stories on Audible. Listen free. Go to audible.com/GG. That's audible.com/GG.
I deserve.
All right. In self-care, you had a self-care. You want to start?
Oh, sure. My self-care this week is I called my grandma. It was time for, we were a little overdue for a chat and a catch up. So I called her to check on her. And of course, I had to update her about my leg because I hadn't told her about my leg. So as I was telling her, first of all, my conversations with her are never not hilarious. She proceeded to let me know that when y'all threw away all my music and let that boy take it and steal it, didn't let anybody take anything and steal. He was clearing out the trash. My friend put all my music on a flash drive. I said, so how are you going to get it off the flash drive, Grandma? I bought a new boombox and I plug it into the back of it. It's very fancy. And I plug it into the back of the boombox and I hit play and it just plays all my music.
I was like, I love that.
That is incredible, and I love that for you, and I can't wait to introduce you to streaming, even though you never, because I bought her a Netflix account and I pay for it every month and she don't use it.
She's like, I don't know this. What does this mean?
But the most amazing part of the conversation was when I told her about my leg and she goes, why did you tell me sooner? I have something for you. I said, Grandma, I don't want no pills, because we talked about in the pre-show how black ladies love sharing pills. She goes, this is not a pill, Jade. She said, this is a cream made from, quote, pure marijuana. And I said, Grandma, is it CBD or hemp? She was like, no, it is pure marijuana. And then she told me where she gets it from. I'm not going to incriminate anybody and how it's made. And she said that, you know, when said person introduced her to this cream, they were assisting her, rubbed some on her knee. And she was like, I need that immediately. So they gave her some. Then my cousin has some hand issues. So my grandma gave her some to put on her hand. And my cousin was like, yo, I need that immediately.
Wow.
So guess who bought two jars of this cream made from pure marijuana?
Pure.
But my self-care is just, you know, when you're thinking about somebody, you know, lots of times people cross our minds, they cross our hearts. Reach out, because you never know just the beauty of the conversation. It's not even necessarily about getting anything tangible from it, but it just fills your spirit. And after I talked to my grandma today, it was just I walked around feeling better. So that's my self-care this week.
Yes, I love that for you.
Yes, reach out. Yeah. Reach out. What's your self-care this week?
My self-care this week is I actually let myself sit down this weekend. You know, I've been on the road traveling. And yes. I had some great couch time. I also did a really good exercise with some of my friends, my close friends, you know, Dr. Taylor, Dr. Commodore.
Yes. We made some, hello, Leonard. Hello, Felicia.
Yes. We made some accountability goals and did some sort of planning personally and professionally for the rest of the year. All of us have sort of been feeling really inundated, overwhelmed with all of the different tasks and responsibilities that we have. It took some time to be intentional about organizing ourselves, making some plans and some accountabilities. And we're going to check in with each other every 30 days on the progress on these plans. So I just felt like a really good weekend. It was a hard refresh. I feel like I'm heading into the last quarter of the year from an organized place. And I'm just going to try to maintain that posture in that space. And, you know, I just want to create better systems for myself so that I can run further, faster, and work smarter, not harder. That's all I'm trying to do out here, you know?
That's what's up. I love that, sis. And I love that, you know, the community jumps in and we hold each other accountable and find ways for us to be productive together, because that's what it's about. So
yeah,
I love that.
And that's something that I want to do. I've been wanting to do. And I know that lots of time has passed with COVID and everything. And I sort of fell off the team type of fast wagon. But I'm really hopeful that, you know, in this year and in 2024, I can pick that back up in a meaningful and manageable way. So that was one of the things that is on my goal list. So hopefully y'all keep praying for me. But we are going to try to get that back up and running, rolling out.
It will.
Creating good space and good community amongst us that is committed to our wellness, our purpose, and productivity. That's what it's all about.
That's right. I love that. Let's absolutely. And I'm going to, you know, join in some of those sessions and things when you get them back up and running, because I got some things I got to do. Mm-hmm. So I love that. I love this portion. I love that we're feeling good like this, because I was feeling sludgy for a while.
Same. But I feel like I'm hopeful that we can keep this good energy, this good spirit about us, and really head into the last end of the year to close out strong. And also excited. One of my goals for this year is to take another vacation. I'm excited about our Vegas trip.
It's very excited. The perfect time and much needed.
It is just going to be the nice, refreshing, restorative time with my sisters that I need. I can't wait.
Oh, can I? Oh, one. I have one more.
Oh, please.
Self-care slash. I don't know what you want to call this.
I love that.
And I shared it on Jaden XD, but I'm going to share it with you.
Do that.
Crystal Jean and I are surprising Noah, taking her to see Beyonce.
When?
This Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Once this episode comes out, she would have gone this past Sunday.
I'm going to cry.
You know I'm taking a video for you all, because we're not telling her.
Yeah, don't. Where are you going to take her to? New York?
Uh-huh, okay. To Jersey. Yeah. So
that's going to be so
very
good.
Excited. She's going to lose.
She is going to lose it.
Mom.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. And it was perfect, because we had this whole conversation where she's like, I would like tickets to my first real concert, please. Aww. And she asked to go to this K-pop concert. And so she was like, such and such is coming, and such and such is coming, and I would really like to go. And I was like, have you ever been to a real concert before? She goes, no, only the ones you take me to in the park.
Your Noah voice is so crazy.
That's my voice right now because she's in the next room.
I know.
So,
only the ones you take me to in the park.
I said, okay, all right, bet. So Tristan was like, yeah, that K-pop concert, it will be your first concert.
Oh, little
does she know.
She's going to lose it.
So, yes, I will share the updates of how that goes once it happens, but that's happening.
I literally cannot wait. It's going to be a time.
So excited. Got a lot of bands. Got a lot of ID.
ID.
With that being said, I think it's time for us to just slide on over to our petty peeves.
I think we should.
Or they do.
And I want to be very responsible of the things I say to my sister. Because everybody know I can be real petty. P-E to the T-T-Y, honey.
My petty peeve is brief, but I mean it when I say it. Are you listening?
Oh, yes.
There are those of you out there in the interwebs. And I love you dearly, but you have a terrible habit of mistaking me for any brown-skinned woman with blonde hair that you see. And each of you all day long send me pictures of brown women of all shapes and sizes and all shades and variation of blonde. And you just send me these photos and they're all different heights and weights and shapes and sizes and shades and hues, and you're saying, hey sis, is this you? And every time it is not me. Each time.
Now, they weren't wrong with the singing video with the fight in the restaurant.
That was me. And I have confirmed. I have confirmed that, and I have posted that on my page for those of you who need proof that it was me. It was me. And we've told the story here on the show and on Patreon. It is me. Yes. But all of these other beautiful brown women with blonde hair.
Yeah.
They're not all me, y'all. They're not me. It's not me.
And every light-skinned auntie smoking a Newport and cussing somebody out in the bodega is not me. Y'all love to do that, too. Every time they see a light-skinned woman with a deep voice and a Newport in her hand, I don't even smoke Newports, these niggas be like, I thought this was you. No, the fuck you did, nigga, because she's 47, nigga.
It's wild because it's like, oh my god, like the most recent one, someone thought that I was made the Renaissance reel on Parkwood. I was like, no girl, that's not me.
Okay, so Kia sent me she sent that's me not a me, screenshot no. And it's not her. And I if you really know Kia, I pointed out immediately all of the things that showed me why it was not her. But I will say, with a squint, sis, and no zooming, it's like,
okay,
I don't know. But yes, that you do have a valid point.
That was the closest one. But I'm just saying, in most cases, there literally be little to no resemblance, no resemblance at all.
They usually don't look nothing like you. No, they don't.
It's just the blonde hair. And every person with blonde hair, there's so many women in the world who have blonde hair. So many brown-skinned black women in the world who have blonde hair.
Yeah.
Millions of us, literally.
Yeah, there are.
All of them are not me, guys. But I love you.
Very much. Wasn't Cleo's girlfriend and Set It Off, wasn't she brown no, she was light with blonde hair. I just thought about that. I thought she
but
was
people
brown
in
with
the
hair.
In the, what is that show that's on, is it it's not Run the World, is it Harlem on Amazon, the
oh yeah
people with, think that
Forest Whitaker.
I'm Jerry Johnson. People be like, oh, I be thinking this. No, that's Jerry Johnson. We look nothing alike. She has blonde hair.
At all.
I have blonde hair, but we do not look alike. There's no resemblance whatsoever. No. She's stunning.
Tristan watches Harlem.
But we just don't look alike.
It don't. Oh wait, not Harlem. That's not the one with Forest Whitaker. That's
Godfather of Harlem.
That's the Godfather.
Yeah,
of Harlem.
But this is Amazon's Harlem with Megan Good and Jerry Johnson. It's good. Yes. I watch it. I enjoy it, and I love Jerry Johnson. I think she's stunning. But we are not.
Yeah, y'all don't look alike though.
That's right. But again, love y'all. But it's not me. When it's me, y'all gonna know it, okay? Because I'm gonna tell you. It's me. Hey, y'all, this is me.
Kia said, love y'all. No Doja Cat.
No Doja Cat. No.
She didn't say, I hate you and stop listening to Getting Gross.
Right.
Fuck you. I'm no cat. I never said kittens. My petty peeve is Zara. So, you know, I love convenience.
Mm-hmm.
So, Zara has a new self checkout situation.
Oh, really?
In addition to the regular checkout, they got the self checkout. And the self checkout includes you putting all your clothes in this bin. Now, how it works is you put, like, it's these little bins in the computer, and it's the tag remover and all of that. And you put all your clothes one time in the bin, and then it's supposed to, like, account for all of the things that are in there. And then, once you pay, you can, you know, you have the thing to remove the security tags.
Right.
Now, we have all worked a self-checkout. We have not all worked a self-checkout where you put everything in one bin and the computer adds it up.
Correct.
So I go to the Zara to buy some things for Noah. And the girls are there to assist those who are doing the self-checkout. This is also while I was on the cane. So I'm hobbling up, and then I'm like, okay, where do I scan? And they see me trying to do the scan, and they're sitting there, the two little employees, chatting. And I'm sitting here, I'm looking. And then they were like, oh, you have to put everything in the bin, after they watched me do this for like 45 seconds. You have to put everything in the bin at one time? Yeah, that's not clear. Oh yeah, that's what you have to do. Then they see me trying to do it after accounts, trying to remove the security. You can't remove it until you do blah, blah, blah. But it was the way they set me and watched me struggle. And then would just like flip it. You just can't. Why don't you come over here and show me just one time how this shit works? And then I'll do it for all of the other. I clearly have 23 items right here. Can you please just show me one time and I'll do it one time?
There are no instructions.
Finally, the computer has them. But initially, no. And then it's Zara. So you already know how Zara app works, Lord, and how the website works and how everything looks obtuse.
Chaos.
You know
it's
what I'm
chaos.
Saying? They're selling socks, but for whatever reason, the sock is on a fucking microphone or on your ear.
It's the worst
like
thing.
You know, so everything is slightly convoluted. So it's not fully clear.
It's not
once you get the hang of it, it's like, okay, I'll never stand on another long line again. If I don't mind doing a little bit of labor of removing my own security tags. At least I know all my security tags are removed.
Period.
Howsomever, when you know you have a new system and you watch people struggle with said system, and I wasn't the only one, then why don't you just tell everybody one time? And you know that you're setting up this new system, there's going to be an explanation process for a little bit. And then you can go on and chitty chat with your homegirl, all you motherfuckers.
You know, I don't like that. You know, I don't like that. And you know,
but I realize that everybody who works in customer service at this point is 19 years old. And I think I hate all of them.
I just, you know, I can't take, I need proper signage and clear instructions. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the process is only the process if we understand it. Okay, so
it doesn't tell you initially you can't remove this until this is done. And it's like, girl, y'all need to make this just a slightly bit more clear.
It's inefficient. It's a waste of time. It's designed to streamline, but it's actually taking more time. It's complicated. You guys have to do better.
You must do better. And I do appreciate you can't return at those machines.
Fair.
You can't return. You have to go to a different line to return. But to ring up, they're actually quite convenient once you figure out how to use the shit. But I hate all of these teenagers who are working in customer service these days are entitled, and they're also like condescending, and they're useless all at the same time. It's very fascinating how you can be all those things at once.
Lord have mercy. What are we going to do?
Condescending and useless. But that's my petty peeve. If you have a teenager who works in customer service, if you are a teenager listening to this, you work in customer service, please talk to your cronies. tell them that I hate them all and how they can do better, because it's not that difficult.
Yes. Must do better.
Anyway, that is another episode of Getting Grown. Thank you so much for tuning in to Key and I's Light Work this week. I enjoyed it. I think we should do one more before the summer is out, just to give us a little boost going into the fall.
But of course.
But of course. In the meantime, in between time, sister, tell them what to do with themselves.
Make sure that you are doing your very best to attend to the business that is yours and yours alone. Because that's how you keep your mind, your thoughts, your heart, your emotions, your spirit. That's how you keep all of that moisturized. Okay? Don't be dry.
Just ridiculous.
Dry that's right. Eyes. Don't be dry and crusty and disagreeable. Nobody likes that. You also want to do your best to moisturize your internal organs by drinking as much of the Lord's water as your body can sustain. All of it. As much as you can. And and make sure that you're washing every day as well with water and soap. Finally, you want to moisturize your skin, right? After you wash every day with soap, you want to moisturize your skin. Why, sis?
Because you're black and you're white, will crack, shed, and slime all over the place if it's dry and filthy.
A mess.
Bye.
A mess. Bye, y'all.
Have you ever wondered what the stars have to say about your favorite artists and writers? Listen to Stars and Stars with Issa, where I, your host and astrologer, Issa Nakazawa, read and interpret astrological birth charts of luminaries like W. Kamau Bell, Gia Tolentino, and so many more. You'll discover how astrology can unlock fascinating insights about these stars, and who knows, maybe you'll learn a little bit more about yourself. Listen to Stars and Stars with Issa wherever you get your podcasts.